Chimeras. Nothing to snicker at with those. Or do you forget that the Chimera plague happened?
Sure, before I was born. Scott, my parents frightened me with the Chimera boogeyman, too.
Giles muttered.
But then I grew up. Now it is the bugaboos that fear me. So here we are in a bug hunt because some pastor listened to some terrified old woman's fears.
You really are an idiot sometimes, Scott replied tensely. And the records of the jellies. Well, they are more than some bugs. This is not some simple bug hunt. Not at all. Between enforcers and jellies, this is no cakewalk. Giles put his hands in mocking surrender.
Okay, I agree. I suppose that woman, Shirley, well, she deserves my respect. It was truly a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad injury, no matter what caused it. But in the briefings, we heard that the bugs, those alien things...
The jellies. Scott forcefully interrupted him. They are not insectoid at all.
Okay, the jellies.
Giles conceded. But the tones in his words were less than convincing.
Well, they all got pounded when that one biome was lost. Now we space marines get the duty of checking all these monster rumors. Just babysitting lots of scared people. These habitat dwellers. Scared to their cores. Shirley just covers it over with anger. They are like frightened rabbits. And I have not seen any real threats around here. I am sure of that. These timid, uncurious, and unviolent habitat dwellers just might be jumping at shadowy sightings of normal animals. Just animals. Or maybe they are scared of figments of their collective imaginations.
What? I saw real threats in the recorded presentations given to us at the briefings. Scott snapped back. Sure, we three were not there, but we all saw the virtual playbacks. They showed real threats. Jellies are brutally vicious.
All that was before the jellies got pounded down a teleporter and spit out the other side.
Giles spat out a loogie to make his point. Scott stomped her feet and let off some pent-up energy. Giles, we lost real troopers, and those deaths were not some figment of someone's imagination.
And how many of these bug hunts since then have bagged a real bad guy?
Giles replied and rolled his eyes.
Exactly zero. The pastors and their elementalism have the whole population in a panic. Air, water, fire, and dirt elementals? Hogwash. That Shirley is surely traumatized, obviously. But now she is just jumping at every shadow.
Scott turned back, and her eyes blazed in anger. Wardwell intervened.
You both know I like spirited conversations, but we do have a mission here. That woman reported a sighting, and we are in a remote part of Habitat 8 to investigate. It might just be an animal. These biomes are teeming with livestock of all kinds. Amazing! Might be a big animal of some kind. If so, we report it and ease her fears. Or she might have seen an enforcer. A chimera. The colonel says they are real. I saw the briefings, and we need to be alert. Or it could be she saw one of those aliens. The jellies. I do not know what, if anything, she saw. But we three are here to figure that out. So work with me, you two. Not against each other. If nothing is out here, great. We get a sweet walk in the wilderness of Habitat 8. That would make my day. Be alert, and we will see what we will see.
Giles and Scott both tabled their antagonism, partially driven by repressed tension, toward each other, and focused on being alert to their surroundings. They had already patrolled the pathway they were on when approaching Shirley's home, and found it safe from obvious threats. However, as they turned off at a new junction, each of them was hypervigilant. Shirley's story, as odd as it was, still was enough for them to be guarded and ready. Or so they thought. Wardwell took the lead as he walked along the little used path, barely wide enough for a single person, with waist-high grasses on each side. It wound its way through an abandoned and overgrown orchard of mixed fruit trees. Vines had grown up around many of the trees, and the leaves of the vines were